Dropbox, for people who don't know,
is a file storing, file sharing utility. It's a free utility you go to Dropbox.com to get. The installation is quite painless. And what this does is it allows you to either share files with other people or share them among your computers. You know, if you don't have a network set up or if you don't want to, you know, swap files over a network, it automatically synchronizes your files with any computer that you have registered with Dropbox. I now have Dropbox on two of my three computers. And what that means is that any file, for example, I was using a different computer when I put a bunch of files into my Dropbox folder. But when I turned on this computer, this laptop that I've been using today for demonstration purposes, those same files were automatically put into my Dropbox folder. I didn't have to do a thing. It will update the files. If you make changes to the files while you're in your Dropbox folder, it will update those files automatically on all computers. If you delete files from within your Dropbox folder on one computer, it automatically deletes them on other computers. So it's a pretty handy tool for sending files, and you just drop them in. You don't have to upload them and download them and whatever. You can just copy and paste them in.
What's the potential for recovery on mistaken deletions?
They say that it has
an undelete. I have not yet tried it. I didn't see an undelete, but because it's pretty much just basically a Windows interface, if you've been putting stuff in the recycle bin, you just take it out of the recycle bin and it goes back into your Dropbox folder. And as soon as it does that, you've got it again.
It's tied to your email address. You give them your email address and so forth. And I did notice one thing when I did install it. There were a couple of points where it said panel, and it wasn't quite clear to me unless I, you know, used a...
You'd have to use the JAWS cursor.
I had to use a mouse cursoring to tell what was in that. So that the installation wasn't perfect, but it was pretty easy. But it's been... I've literally had it for less than a day, and I've had no trouble using it. With SendSpace, you could do some of the same things, or some of the rapid share, some of the other file sharing services. But this is just if you understand Windows navigation, copy, paste, it's quite easy. What I've started doing now is creating folders within Dropbox. So now I have a folder that has my programs that I've installed, so that if I'm setting up a new computer, I don't have to go to the sites and download those folders, because all I have to do is put the programs in Dropbox, and I can then, you know, launch.
Participants reopened.
Before I left home this morning, on my home computer, my desktop computer, I put a file into my Dropbox folder because I wanted to show you two things with it. And I did not turn on my laptop. When I got here, I turned on the laptop. As soon as the laptop connected to MIT's network, I got a little pop-up message that says, a file has been inserted in your Dropbox folder. And of course, I knew what that file was. It was called alreadythere.mp3. Thought I'd put something silly in that folder, just as proof that when you go to another computer that wasn't connected and you have it linked up to Dropbox, as I do with my laptop, the file appears there. First thing I'm going to do...
Dropbox.
On the desktop, there is an icon, or it puts a shortcut on your desktop called Dropbox, and I'm going to go to the Dropbox folder. It takes a few seconds to get there.
My Dropbox folder view list view not selected CD1 file folder May 7th.
Okay, now I've got a bunch of
23/1/12.
I've got a bunch of stuff in this folder, most of which we don't really care about. Right now I have three computers linked up to Dropbox. I have my desktop, Marsha's desktop, and my laptop, all tied to Dropbox through my email address. And what you do if you want to link up a computer to Dropbox, you go to the website, which is www.dropbox.com. You go to your account. One of the things when you get to your account, if you haven't logged in on this computer before, it'll ask you a username and password, at which point you type your email address, the password that you used, and then there's a thing that says remember my information, which is pretty much standard on most websites, and I check that because I don't want to have to keep doing that every time I go to the Dropbox site. I then downloaded the program, and they have Dropboxes available for both Windows machines and Macintoshes, so Frank and anybody that's using those, you're good to go. It is also available for mobile phones. If you have an iPhone, you can use Dropbox. So I installed Dropbox on my laptop. As soon as I did, everything that was in the Dropbox folders on either of my desktops at home showed up on my laptop. And now, as of today, because I put another folder into there, it should show that too.
Already there, .mp3.
That is in the Dropbox folder. Amy won't see it in hers yet, but this is going to lead to the next thing that we're going to do. Let's say that Amy just has to have this file, but she doesn't have a Dropbox account. I'm going to move this or copy it, to the public folder. Dropbox has one folder in there that's called a public folder.
Cut.
And I just cut the file here, and now I will go looking for the public folder.
Public. Folder view list view. Not selected desktop.91kb configuration settings May 7th, 2010, 10:17, 1:02. How to use the public folder.
Okay.
.rtf.
Now, but Dropbox puts some documentation in the public folder, and it's a file called how to use the public folder.rtf. And basically what it tells you is that the public folder is a place where you can give your files to people who do not have Dropbox accounts.
Not selected. Already there. .mp3.
Okay, now.
Already there, .mp3.
Now I'm going to right-click on this file or use the context menu.
Context menu, P, play in Winamp, P.
Okay, there's a whole bunch of the usual Windows options. This is still a Windows interface.
Properties, R, rename, N.
I'm up-arrowing because I think it's
delete,
going to be
D,
closer.
Create
around.
Shortcut, copy, C, cut, T, send to sub, scan for security, open with vet, open with sub, Dropbox submenu, P.
Okay, well, it was a little further up than I thought it was going to. I probably could have gotten there easier going the other way, but. So we have a Dropbox submenu.
Browse on Dropbox website, .. B.
Okay, browsing on Dropbox website is not what I want to do right now.
View previous versions, .. B.
Don't want to view previous versions.
Copy public link, C.
Copy public link. Now, this only shows up when you're in your public folder. And I'm going to press enter on this now.
Leaving menus, public, folder, view, list, view, already there, .mp3, 3825kb, Winamp Media File, December 31st.
Now, that link to that file has been copied to the clipboard. I'm going to fire up my email program, Joys of Laptop.
Inbox Outlook Express, list view, Outlook Express message list, unread, attachment, .smss, mobile speed dealers, March 31st, 2010, 19, 10, 24.
Okay, so I will do a new message.
New message to edit.
Ah, here we go.
Rule, subject, edit, subject, edit.
File for you. Okay.
Edit.
I'll say, here is a file you just have to have. Now I'm going to do a control V.
Pasted.
And now it...
Here is a file you just have to have. Link http://dl.dropbox.com/user/6203566/already-there.mp3.
Now, nobody would remember that number, but you don't have to. So now we'll do Alt-S to send that.
List view, Outlook Express message list.
And hopefully, within the next hour or two, Amy will get an email message from me. What'll happen if Amy hits enter on that link, it's going to take her directly to the file download. This is a lot nicer than you send it or send space, because with those two things, they give you a link and you click on the link and it takes you to a page that says you have a file here, and then you have to click to another page and you finally get the link, but it takes a little bit of searching. What Dropbox does is it just brings you directly to the dialog box that says, do you want to run or save this file? And of course you'll save it, and then as soon as she does it, she'll have it. With the free Dropbox account, you get 2 gig of space. That's your limit. I mean, if you want to load your whole Dropbox account with one file. As you refer people to Dropbox, each time you refer somebody to Dropbox and they accept your invitation, you will get 250 meg more space. Up to 8 gig.
This issue of viruses was mentioned about send space. Is this a potential issue here that, let's say, your file is all screwy on your computer?
Well, if I'm sending out MP3 files with viruses and you're downloading them, yeah, you could get a virus. So the good news is that you're not going to get a virus from any pop-up ads that, like Don was talking about on SendSpace. You're also not going to get any viruses from the transfer, because The file is encrypted with 256-bit AES encryption on the way up to the server and on the way back down to your machine. So, you know, so it, wherever it goes, it's being sent with encryption. So, and it's pretty strong encryption. So I would say the likelihood of you getting viruses, unless the file's infected in the first place, is just about minimum.
To me, if I'm going to get a file directly from somebody, I'm going to probably only take files from people I'm pretty comfortable with.
Yeah. And number one, if I'm going to give... If I'm going to send out a file, I'm not going to make it available to people that I don't know. And I'm probably not going to want to infect somebody. Now, granted, as you say, David, there's always the possibility that, you know, the file could be infected and I didn't know it. But, you know, the other thing is if you download a file and you're not sure, you can always do your own scan through your own virus protection software. And that's probably a smart thing to do anyway.
My email is not...
Not responding?
No, because I thought we could share...
Well, yeah, we can do that too. In order for you to understand that I'm sharing a folder with you, I think you have to get into email and accept the fact that I'm sharing it, because I believe that's the way that works.
See, I wish I had known that, because I would have done it before.
Yeah, we could have set that up before we went.
My email was working before. It doesn't seem to be working right now.
In order for me to send you a file, I would have to have a Dropbox account, and I'd have to have the shared folder.
That's one way you could do it. If you want to send files to anybody using Dropbox, you have to have a Dropbox account.
But the person receiving doesn't have to.
Correct.
Right.
And you have one of two options when you do that. You cannot put a whole folder full of files into the public folder. You can share individual files in the public folder. And you could share every single one of them, but you can't wrap them up in a folder and have that folder shared. So, for instance, you know, a lot of times when you'll rip a CD, it'll put the whole CD in the folder. A friend of mine tried to do that with me, and it didn't work because you can't make a folder of stuff available to the public. And they tell you that in the documentation. If we had opened up that public folder documentation file that was in the public folder, it would have told us that you cannot share folders in the public folder. Now, of course, you could always put everything in a zip file. You could do it that way and share that zip file if you wanted to do a bunch of files. But the other thing you can do is you can set up a shared folder. Now, the shared folder is not part of your public folder. The shared folder is a subfolder of your Dropbox folder, and it is set up so that you share it with a specific person. So if I share a folder with Amy, that doesn't mean that I'm sharing it with you, Frank, or vice versa, unless I want to set up, and I don't know if you can set up a list. I assume that you could probably set up a list of emails, assuming that everyone has Dropbox accounts that you could share the folders with. That you can do. And what will happen when you do that is it's as if you were both sharing anything in that folder on the same Dropbox account. So Amy could work on it for a while, make changes to it, and I would see the changes that she made. Then I could get in there and make some changes, and she would see the changes that I made. So it really does allow you to do collaboration and stuff like that. It seems to work very quickly. It only seems to take a few seconds for the changes you make in a file, or the changes you, if you add a file, it seems to take only maybe 30 seconds for those changes to be reflected.
It's almost instantaneous.
In somebody else's folder.
Yeah, so for example, and like with you guys, like if somebody signed up, if you guys signed up for a Dropbox account, and I have these podcasts on the JTools thing, for example, if I set up a shared folder with you, I could just put those podcasts right in your Dropbox folder.
In the shared folder.
In the shared folder.
And the cool thing is every computer that you have linked up to Dropbox can get to those folders, whether they're at home or if you go to somebody, say you go visit a friend and, you know, halfway across the country and they've got an internet connection. As soon as you come up on that internet, on their router, your Dropbox stuff will reflect any changes that have happened, including the ones in your shared folder. So it's a really slick service, the paid accounts. And they have, I think it's three levels of paid account. There's a $10 a month one, a $20 a month one, and maybe there are only two. I'm not sure now. But, you know, you can also go to the Dropbox site yourself if you're really interested in this.
Steve, while you were getting ready, I loaded the Dropbox app on the iPhone and recorded a little video and put it in my public folder.
which I don't know if you can access from where you are up there, but that was my first time playing with the iPhone app.
I can, if you can find the thing in your iPhone that will let you copy that public link, and then you can email me the link.
But you can't search based on my email address for my public folder?
I don't think you can. And I think the reason that they do that is so that even though it's a public folder, it doesn't mean public as in everybody in the world. It means public with your choice of whoever you want to see that. And that's kind of one of the things that I like about it, that they seem to be very conscious of the idea that people want to be invited to things, but they don't necessarily just want to blast it out to everybody like you do in some things.
Do you know what courts this actually goes on? Like, could you actually use this through a corporate firewall that has like a outgoing firewall as well?
I'm not sure. I'm sure that somewhere that information is available. I didn't look at it because it was, you know, again, it was just so easy to set this up. I just set it up.
What are the other files, Steve, that are in the Dropbox? When the Dropbox account is created, it has other files in there. In my Dropbox folder, I have...
The favorites in the photos folder?
Getting started PDF, which isn't very accessible.
Obviously, whoever created Dropbox intended it for people who like to share photos. So one of the first things they do is they put a folder in your Dropbox account called Photos. There's nothing in it. You know,
actually, there is something in it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
If you have shared folders, say like Amy, example, you share folders with everyone in Viber, you start putting some of those podcasts on it. Is there any way to control the access, like make it read only, or...
When you put a file in Dropbox, I think you can password protect it.
On a file-by-file basis.
I think file-by-file basis.
I didn't see that on the free account. I didn't see that in the Dropbox menu, although it may be there.
I thought I saw it. Maybe I'm crazy, but I thought I saw it.
It's possible that on the paying account, you might have a few more options. And I didn't really want to pay any money for this because the free version seemed to be quite good as far as I was concerned. And I don't think I'm ever going to use more than the 2 gig of space that I have on the free account.
Leaving menus.
I found the option where I can email you.
Oh, all right. Go for it, then.
Essentially, there's a potential, like, if you do share a folder for someone else to delete what's in that folder.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, you can. Somebody can delete it. But, I mean, if you're going to share it and they delete it, I mean, if I'm going to share something with you, I'm probably not going to just leave it there. I'm probably going to have it somewhere else on my computer.
Yeah, if you're smart, you'll only put things into the shared folder once they're in the form that you want them to go back to the other person. And really, if you're collaborating, it's probably a good idea to be talking to the person on the phone, you know, and not just...
But what's really cool is when you open up Dropbox, like today, I had some notes which I never got to refer to, but when I turned on the computer, I had changed some things, and it automatically just said this version, this file has been updated. And you can actually, there is a Dropbox submenu item that says go back to previous versions or view previous versions.
Yeah.
So it somehow stores...
Yeah, previous versions of the file
of the
up
file.
On the server. So I guess if somebody did... Zap
so if you screwed up, like if you had the file, but you made changes, say you and I were sharing a file, and we made I made changes you didn't like, or that corrupted the file, you could go back to a previous version.
Mickey, did you
what's your email address?
Oh, s.dresser@verizon.net.
I just hit the send button.
Okay. I'm going to do an F5.
Outlook Express dialog. Connecting to apostrophe Django ..
Authorizing
..
I got new mail.
Alt plus H. 20%.
Yeah, I had a question. It wasn't clear to me how you actually create a share folder and share it in Dropbox. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
What you do is first you create the folder. Inside your Dropbox folder, you create a subfolder. Call it anything you want. Then... if you right-click on that folder and go to the Dropbox submenu, one of the options is share this folder. And when you do that, it opens up Internet Explorer, sends you to the website, and you then have to type in the email address of the person that you want to share the folder with.
Now, let's say I create a share folder and I type in your email address, and tomorrow I want to share the folder with somebody else. In addition, do I just right-click on the share folder again and repeat the same procedure?
Yes, that's what I believe happens. I've not tried to add... to the shared folders list. That's the way you do it. It would make sense that that's what you'd want to do, and it is exactly what you would do.
If I create a folder and I give it a name, and I share it with you or Amy or whoever, does that create a folder on their machine with the same name, or does it just take the resulting files and put it in their main Dropbox folder?
It creates a folder with the same name inside their Dropbox folder.
Again, that's what I was hoping you would say. Thank you.
Unread, make up a column, make up a column. There's a possibility mobile window May 8th.
Oh, you got it.
23 p.m. Dot mod with you using Dropbox May 8th. From, make up a column. Subject, make up a column. Share apostrophe mobile window May 8th. 2010 3:35 23 p.m. Two links. Hi, here's a link to apostrophe link mobile window May 8th. 2010 3:35 23 p.m. Dot mod in my link Dropbox. Sent from my iPhone separator. This message or an email is prohibited. If you or at this link separator, sent from my iPhone link. Link Dropbox. And my link mobile window May 8th. 2010 3:35 23 p.m.
I'm sitting here on the link that has this mobile video. I'm going to click on it.
Mobile video May 8th, 2010 3:35 23 p.m. link. http://dl.dropbox.com/user/1,603,524/mobile%20video%20may%200%20% 2010% 203% 2030 Find button, Alt, save button, Alt plus S.
It's actually given me, it's brought me right to the link where this file is, and if I save it...
Save with dialogue, file name, edit combo, mobile video May 8th, 2010 3:35 23 p.m. zero items. Folder view list view, zero items. Toolbar, save in, combo box, console connection, 5 of 5.
Well, I'm not going to save this thing, but I could. This laptop has a small hard drive, but you get the idea that you go right directly to the link, and there's no messing around to try and find a page. You know that. So, Mika, thank you for helping us demonstrate the public Dropbox. And so, you know, you actually demonstrated two aspects of it, one of which we wouldn't have even been able to do.
So, thank you very much, and we appreciate it. Thank